Random thought. What's the longest grudge you've ever held?
When I hold a grudge, it's normally life. It's permanent.
Yeah, there's really no reason to give it up. So you must respect what Isaiah Thomas and Michael Jordan have going, because, you know, Isaiah Thomas said after seeing The Last Dance, you know, he still thinks of Jordan's the real asshole, even though Jordan has said that he's the asshole. For this comes all from when the Pistons had beat the Bulls in the playoffs twice, 2 years in a row, went on to win their championships, right? The Bulls finally beat them. Isaiah and the whole Detroit Pistons team walks off the court, does not shake hands, right? Now, think about this. Isaiah contends, that's just the way things were back in the day, you know, and he said this in different documentaries, like, that's how things were back in the day. However, I did see where they pulled up some evidence from him saying just a year or two later that they purposely made that decision on the bench. Nah, F them. We're not, because they talk so much trash. They were up 3-0. They talk so much trash, and now they just swept us. We're not shaking their hands. We're walking off this court. Jordan has stood by that this entire time, that they were disrespectful. Isaiah tried to change his story as the thing went along, as the years went along. And as you can see, if you can't tell already, I'm a Jordan fan, so I'm going to pick his side regardless. And Isaiah's still mad Jordan kept him off the dream team. Way to go, Jordan.
Well, I mean, you're never going to like each other. Yeah, well, you're never going to like each other. So just let it go and move on. And for Isaiah to be mad about, especially his quote, you know, I demand an apology or else this this feud's going to keep going. I'm just like, no one cares. No one even cares. I don't wake up and think about it. And you think about this. Isaiah is also jealous because you hear Michael Jordan's name almost every day. How many times do you talk about Isaiah Thomas?
Well, usually now it's Isaiah Thomas Jr. you're talking about.
Yeah. But how often do you talk about him? So it's just him trying to keep his relevance. But, man, I know me. I'm a Scorpio, man. You burn me, or you really piss me off to that level.
Wait, are we about to get a burn story?
No. It's just, you know, I've had some situations where I'm just like, you did what? And I'm like, okay, noted. We're not cool ever. I can't do it. Not that I can't forgive people. It just depends on what you did. But there's some stuff.
I'm with you, right? So I had a roommate after I left UTSA and I went to Fayetteville State. I had a roommate that were in the dorms. Then we ended up moving off campus, right, the next year. And at one point, off campus, I give him the money for the phone bill. This is back when you still had to pay long distance bills, so them phone bills could get up there, right? I come home one day. There's a truck in the front yard. I'm like, the heck is going on? I stepped into the living room. I noticed some stuff is no longer in here. What the hell? I step back out. He's in the truck, drives off, moved out. Didn't pay the phone bill, got a tattoo instead, and just moved out of the spot. At that point, I'm like, all right, we got a choice. Either I see you, and it's on site, and you know me back in my college days, or you just no longer exist. I chose peace. And I remember one day I went to see partner Chris on campus, and, you know, you get to the dorm, you ring up to somebody's room, and my old roommate answered the phone. And I just went, Chris, 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 Chris. Hey, Chris, I think the phone's for you. Chris, Chris. To this day, I still refuse to talk to that man because, like you said, you burn me, you scorn me, you do me wrong, it's over. That's it.
And I think there's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to, everybody doesn't have to be your friend or stay in your circle forever. And it's okay to move on. Life gets, that's the cool thing about getting older.
Yeah.
You know, as my birthday is tomorrow, cool thing about getting older, the older you get, the less you care about some of that stuff. You know, remember like in college, it's like, these are my buddies. I got to keep these people tight.
Yeah.
As you get older, you're like, you know what? I hung out with him long enough. I don't have to, I don't have to, I don't need that person. I don't need to be around that group or whatever it is. It's nothing wrong with doing that. So
at some point we're going to do forgiveness stories. I'd love to hear your biggest forgiveness story, because you know mine, and that's going to be a story to tell.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that. That'll be a random thought next time, I guess. Give me time to try to see who I've forgiven, or give me time to forgive somebody.
we'll wait till 2025. Give you a chance to forgive somebody first. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 109. Be sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment, and please leave a review.
Before we get started with this episode, first of all, happy birthday, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't think I look too bad for 48.
I mean, now let's not take this too far now. Come on now.
Yeah.
Let's stay positive. I mean, it's...
Well, it's good. I mean, I'm thankful that I have some great people, some great friends, great coworkers that done some nice things for me so far for my birthday. Mm-hmm. And I plan to go this weekend to find the best steak in Austin. Mm-hmm. And have me a nice juicy steak. It might be a Perry's night. I don't know.
That's what I'm talking about.
Excited. Word. Yeah, but I'm gonna go big.
I'm gonna send you $1 for the tip.
Awesome.
What's your Cash App?
Okay.
Just Terrell.
Yeah. Go ahead and send that $1. I'll add 25 on top of that, because I'm a big tipper. Because I've worked in the restaurant industry where
I will say this too. You have made me really change the way I tip, right? And it's in those conversations you and I've had off camera and everything else, just in our general conversations about tipping. And because you tip 20% regardless. And I know we've talked about this on a podcast before too, but you tip 20% even if the service is bad.
Yeah.
There are people who are going to still be like, say what?
Question is, why is the service bad? Mm-hmm. That's the difference. And we can go into a whole lot of, go back and listen to, I forget what episode that was. Go back and find it. We talk about it.
Go back and listen to the other 108 episodes. You'll find it.
Somewhere between, episode 50. Because I think I was in this house when I said that one.
Yeah.
Because remember we started in my apartment?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Let's talk midterm elections, but start on the positive side. First of all, Wes Moore, congratulations. First black governor of the state of Maryland. And he's actually now, I think, the third elected black governor. Only the third elected black governor in these United States. First being Douglas Wilder in Virginia. And the second, and I think Douglas Wilder was like 19, was it in the 80s? Or was it the 90s? I think it was the 80s. And then you have Deval Patrick, 2006, mm-hmm. in Massachusetts. So congratulations to Wes Moore becoming just the third elected black governor in these United States of America.
Good. I wish maybe he should have been running in Texas. Maybe that would have helped.
Or not.
That was is Wes Moore a Democrat or a Republican?
No, he's definitely a Democrat, I believe.
Okay. Congratulations to him. I mean, it was interesting on Election Tuesday because I forgot to vote early. Mm-hmm. And so my voting spot was barely a mile from my front door. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I'm going to get there at like 6:45. It's fairly be packed. And actually, there was only, I was number 39.
Wow, you were there early for real.
Yeah, I was there early. So I was number 39. And it was, when you go to vote and you're standing in line, it's like you kind of want to talk to people. But also you kind of looking at them and assessing, like, you look a little GOP-ish. You look a little liberal. So it's just very interesting. You're trying to assess what people are going to vote. But I thought this year the process was pretty smooth with a little scanning deal. Mm. I know that's what y'all had, but I thought the process was pretty smooth. I didn't feel there was, you know, I double checked everything to make sure I wasn't trying to get tricked.
Mm-hmm.
What I do also like this election season is that you just couldn't pick one.
Oh, just party. Vote one party. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hated that gang voting. Just vote all Democrat, all Republican. I've always hated that. I'm like, pick. Stop it.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I like it made you have to actually like pick somebody, but
yeah.
But even still, all that work I did in Texas didn't help because we still got Greg Abbott. I don't know. Should Beto just stop running?
I mean,
you can't win Senate. You can't take governor.
Yeah. Beto is the most popular loser I've ever seen. I mean, he has not won a damn race yet. I think if he was running to the bathroom, he'd probably lose that too.
Yeah. I mean, and he's a great guy. I mean, I like Beto. I like a lot of his views. And there's no candidate I like 100% of what they believe in. But I'll take Beto over Abbott, you know, any day.
The problem is he's in the wrong state. And you know, because, okay, take for instance, Westmore won like 61%, almost 62% of the vote in Maryland. If he was in Texas, he might have won 6.1% of the vote in Texas because it's Texas. And Texas is red. And Texas is not like the rest of these, like Illinois, where people think, oh, Illinois is blue. No, Chicago is blue. Illinois is red.
Yeah.
Texas is just big everywhere. Everything is big in Texas, so is the red. The red wave starts in Texas.
Yeah, well, I don't know why they thought they've been chanting turn Texas blue for years. I'm just like, it's not about blue. Just get a right candidate. I don't care what color you are. Just get a right candidate.
Just say you don't care what color.
Somebody that, yeah, somebody that gives a shit about people. Because I think that's what the world needs is just more people that give a shit about people.
Mm-hmm.
And Abbott, no.
Yeah.
No. So, but I mean, I think yours is the one that's the most exciting. I woke up waiting for results that Wednesday, thinking it was going to be some good news.
You know, I knew it wasn't going to be, and I love the momentum Stacey Abrams had. I love the fact that, you know, she really helped turn Georgia blue in 2020 and helped Biden secure the presidency. Like the effort that she put in to make that happen. Unfortunately, after they saw that happen, there were changes made to make sure that didn't happen again. And so she was going uphill. And you never been on those stair masters in the gym? You know, you're like, oh, it's just steps. I could do that. You get about five up, you're like, holy shit. That's what it was like. Because it's like they just kept inclining for her and for any Democrat in Georgia, right? Because she loses to Brian Kemp. But also, Raphael Warnock, the incumbent, his opponent is Herschel Walker. Herschel Walker is probably, I'm not even going to say forgive me for this, but he is the dumbest candidate I've seen in a long time. And I've seen a lot of dumb candidates. But Jesus, this man cannot, he even said going into the debate, I'm just like, look, man, Georgia, I don't know what, I'm not surprised. I told you. When you said, well, Georgia's blue, I'm like, no, it's not. Atlanta's blue. The rest of the state?
Yeah.
They elected Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's in the House thanks to Georgia.
Yeah. It's blowing my mind all this time that Herschel Walker is a candidate.
Yeah.
For this. I just can't believe it. But it also, it proves my point that a lot of these politicians who, whatever their moral thing is, you know, Herschel's is, you know, anti-abortion should be about, you know, keeping the family, dads being involved. I'm like, that's, you're totally the opposite of these things.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's going to vote for him Anyway, and Raphael has to be like going home every day like, this is bullshit. I can't believe this. I might lose my job to Herschel Walker.
This man has lied about everything, and I got to go into a runoff in a couple weeks against this guy. Are you kidding
me? Yeah. I
mean, you know, here's the thing about it, though. I think I'm really starting to question whether these negative political ads work against people, right? Because, of course, we get bombarded with all the stuff about Herschel Walker. If I log on to YouTube, I automatically see something about Herschel Walker. You know, he beats his this, he does this, he threatened his employees. And you know what happens. When you push that out, Trump has already given people the talking points to get out of that. So what do they say on the right? That's just locker room talk, that he'll choke out his employees. That's just locker room talk. So people go past it. But then also you have people who are just sheep. Like you just talked about, take away just voting straight party. Well, some people, regardless, are still going to just vote straight party. And that's all they do. Whoever the candidate is, I want my side to win. I'm not even going to look into what the other person can do. You know, they don't care. And some, you have the single issue voters who say, well, if you're against abortion, I'm with you. I'm voting for you regardless of anything else you say. And then you have those who are just like, you're Republican, and I'm going to vote for you because that way they can't call me racist because you're the black guy. and you're the black guy I like because you wear the colors I wear.
Now, do you think that 2% that voted for the third candidate, do you think that 2% would lean more towards Warnock or Walker?
I think that 2% that goes the other way. In a state like Georgia, I'd have to think that they were just like, I am not voting for Herschel. But I'm not voting for the other Negro either.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah, it's wild that we're down to this. I can't believe it. But you know, I guess following the election, do you always notice that whenever it's around election time, the energy changes with strangers because they're doing like what you did when you went to the poll. I bet you he voted Democrat. Do you ever notice that?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. It's something that people don't talk about. They all wear their stickers.
Yeah.
And everybody really wants to ask, so who'd you vote for? But, you know, we're not supposed to do that. Uh-huh. You know, you're not supposed to talk about who you voted for at work, but you want to ask. Oh, I see you voted. Awesome. So for who?
Look, I will never forget 08 because that was such an amazing race. It was so high tension, and in our office, and you had, I'm in Charleston, South Carolina. There are a lot of people who vote Republican there, and we had a very multicultural office. And I remember the next day, buddy of mine, man, he had been so halfway through the day, he just finally turned around. Well, I guess your guy won. I'm like, you don't know who I voted for. you assume I voted for Obama. You assume, but you know. Whatever. I guess your guy didn't.
we all knew you voted for Obama.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no way.
But sometimes you just gotta, you know. I could have voted for McCain. that popped up here has been rolling around for a week, and I mean, if this was a reality TV show, we'd probably do a recap on it because you dove in head first, decided, you know what, let me climb back out, go up to the 10-meter board, and let me jump off that platform and dive in some more.
See if I can get deeper. So this is for those that paid attention. Because it's funny, there's some people I've asked about it, and they're like, wait, something. I'm like, you haven't heard about this? No. I'm like, what are you doing?
That is a perfect example of people living in their pocket sometimes.
Yeah. I'm just like, how do you not know? Do you not watch the news? Do you not follow any news articles? You don't get the little notifications? Anyway.
No fake news.
University of Kentucky student. And I don't even want to reward her, you know, on this show by saying her name. But University of Kentucky student. She goes out, I think this was like Saturday, Sunday, goes out, comes home really early Sunday morning, trying to get in to the dorms. She didn't have her phone on her, didn't have ID on her. So the person working, the clerk's like, hey, you know, are you all right? And she looks at the girl, and the girl's just wobbly drunk, staring at, you know, talking to the elevator.
She was white girl wasted. So, go ahead, say it.
White girl wasted.
There you go.
So the black clerk comes up to her and is saying, like, hey, are you okay? And this girl just goes on this, calling her the N-word, singing it. I don't even know how many times she had to said it, but it's, I mean, like, a lot of times. And just goes off on this deal, and the restraint that the young lady, whose name I will say, Kyla Spring, the restraint she had not to mess around, because, you know, this girl, as we talk about, fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
She had all she could have, but she handled it with grace, and it's unfortunate that she had to be berated like that. So anyway,
you talk about the patience of concrete.
Yeah. So girl gets arrested. Uh-huh. Police come. She tries to bite the cop. As the cop's handcuffing her, she's singing the N-word at this girl. And so she goes to jail.
Hold up. Before you get to her biting the cop, didn't she punch, kick, and bite what was her name again? Kayla?
Kyla.
Didn't she punch, kick, and try to bite Kyla as well, too?
Yep.
Yeah, she's...
Yeah, so...
Fuck around and find out for real, because call me anything you want. Put your hands on me, it's on. Drunk on that.
Well... so anyway, of course, the girl's going to say, I was drunk, didn't mean it. I'll fast through some of these details. So she gets arrested. Parents got to come get her. She was making comments about her. There's other videos now that started surfacing because Kyla put this on her platform.
Yeah.
And it went viral. Mm-hmm. And so other people started finding videos of this girl. Apparently, there's another video.
Internet sleuths.
Talking to some dude. And, you know, was obviously I'm rich as fuck. And you're not, so I can tell by the way you're dressed and just all this stuff. And so,
wait, what did I tell you when I saw that video? When you directed me to that video. Teeth.
You said because of her teeth. It's like, she's not rich. I was like, but it's Kentucky.
Yeah, I'm rich as fuck. No, you're not.
Yeah.
You can tell by the way I'm dressed. I can tell by your teeth.
So then it comes out that she's not rich as fuck. Now, you know how the internet is. The internet found out she's not rich as fuck. They found that the home she grew up in was a $350,000 house, which isn't that huge. They found where her dad works, mom and dad's cell phone numbers, address, dad's work address, phone number, and then the phone number to the dad's boss. Oh. And I'm just like, oh, why? And all that within like 24 hours that... Of her getting arrested, and the video going viral, 24 hours.
Because remember, when she was arrested, as a Jane Doe.
Right. Arrested as a Jane Doe because she wouldn't tell her name. Mm-hmm. That's why her parents had to come get her. So then this chick, they had a protest on campus. Kyla said some really good words. And the school was calling for her to be expelled. The students were calling for her to be expelled. Her plan was, I'm going to withdraw. Let me withdraw because then I wouldn't mess up my record. Well, they're still investigating, but University of Kentucky has banned her from campus for life. Mm-hmm. Now, I agree with everything that's happened. It's this poor girl did this to herself. Mm-hmm. And this is for those of y'all that have kids, especially teenagers. You need to show them stuff like this so they don't go ruin their lives over something stupid. And if you want to be racist. Just shut your mouth.
Okay, two things.
We can't make you not be racist.
When you said this poor girl, did you mean because she's not rich as fuck or poor her? I can't. Number two, you say she's ruined her life. I say no because let's be honest. She is a blonde hair. I don't remember if she's blue eyed or not, but she's a white woman in America. She'll be all right. She'll be quite all right. Trust me. Because they'll chalk this up to, oh, well, she was a kid. Oh, she was young. You know, there's a big difference depending on the amount of melanin you have in your skin because of, oh, that was just childish stuff to, well, that's just the way they are. There's a big difference. And anybody that thinks I'm bullshitting on that, it's because you don't walk in those shoes. I can tell the level of melanin you have in you already by that because it's the narrative has always been there. And it's nothing that... we can do to stop it because who runs the country at the end of the day?
Well, My point, though, was regardless of the race of your kid, show them videos like this so they don't ruin your lives.
Yeah.
Because even if you're black and you do something stupid.
But this is why you have to talk. Pass.
Yeah. But you do something stupid that's going to put on video that you're going to like lose jobs and get kicked out of school for. Mm-hmm. It's going to follow you forever. You realize if you go to Google right now and you search University of Kentucky, who comes up?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the basketball team.
It would be for the longest time.
Yeah, and this is going to be her for a long time. So the school is in a tough situation because they have to do something.
Yeah.
Because this is an image hit mm-hmm. on them, right? But I can't stand the internet people that go after this girl's parents. Now, they're trying to say her parents are racist. They taught her that. A, don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
B, if they are... She's 20-something. She's chosen to be this way.
Yeah.
It's not like an 8-year-old, you know, in elementary school singing the N-word.
Exactly. And if so, were her parents really this way? Because think about this. There are a lot of young white girls that come out of racist families and bring home a black baby just to piss the family off, okay? Because it's the rebellious side. So was it really that way? But I mean, it could be. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, of course.
Well, you got people that can come out of that good family and choose to be racist on their own accord.
The dad, I agree with you at the point that they harassing the dad and putting the dad's boss's name and phone number out there is a bit much. But you know what? When the internet sleuths get at it, man, it's bad, and it's bad for her because now she's hurt her entire family because of that. Right. And mm-hmm. that's something you're right. Got to be careful of in this day and age. And especially people who are growing up in this day and age should understand you can't say and do the things that 20 years ago were easy to get away with. Because guess what? The camera phones were shitty back then. Nobody. They'd have been like, who? We can't even see that person.
What's funny is that you and I, because we don't live in Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I forgot about it today until I saw an update.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, okay, I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Move on with their lives. You know who's not moving on with their lives for a little while?
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky.
Yeah.
The state, Kentucky, all the students at the University of Kentucky. This is going to be the talk for a while. And she's from some small town in Kentucky. Where are you going to go? You know, I'm hoping that she gets counseling, whatever she needs, because young people, very emotional. And so I don't want her to do something drastic because she feels like there's no option.
Where is she supposed to be getting some treatment? What treatment would you recommend for her for racial sensitivity training or treatment is she supposed to get in this case? What would you recommend? Does she have to watch Five on the Black Hand Side, watch Foxy Brown, watch Shaft a couple times? What's she got to do?
She has to... Every Tuesday and Thursday, she has to get in the ring with the 16-year-old black girl that has the powder on her chest and the little brush, you know, hairs down and the barrettes, because those girls can fight. So every Tuesday and Thursday, she has to get in the ring with one of them. It's like that episode of Game of Thrones. A girl has no name. Yeah, you do.
So you choosing violence. I'll put her in the kitchen. Hey, cook these collard greens. Make some chitlins.
Well, or okay, you can make a game out of it. This person is going to fight you. Your job is to get her to like you and become friends. How do you do it? Well, first you got to stop her from punching you. So that's going to take her a few weeks to learn that lesson. Then she'll have to realize, can we just talk? Can we just talk?
And she's like, Martin Luther King yeah. should have been able to sit on the bus where he wanted to. That's wrong. Ah! All right, Malcolm X should have been able to sit. Ah, dang it.
I'm not racist. I listen to Nat Turner's music all the time. He has a beautiful voice. You mean Nat King Cole?
Oh, Jesus. Okay. I'm done.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget, one, tomorrow is Terrell's birthday, so hit him up below here. Or hit him up on IG, at Just Terrell, and wish him a happy birthday. And then Thursday, we'll be back with the final episode, the Where Are They Now episode, season 15, Married at First Sight, San Diego. Are you happy to be finished with this season?
Yes.
Are you happy to take on season 16 in January?
It depends. I need some time to decompress.
Well, happy birthday. See, this is your birthday gift. Time to decompress. Yeah. One last episode and then you get to decompress. How about that?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
Happy birthday, yo, fart.